So thank you guys for coming into the studio, and thanks to the Rangers that has joined by a link. We've got two great icons in the studio that will be picking your brains and kind of seeing.
Thanks. It's okay.
And yeah, so we just want to kind of pick your brains and see what you guys are thinking. So I guess, Jeff, first, if you could just quickly introduce yourself and just give us a brief kind of overview of what you're working on and what you do.
Absolutely. So my name's Jeff Beeler, and I joined the team back in 2003. So Sam and I have been working together for 12 years now.
Oh my God!
And we started the Ranger program in 2006.
Yes.
And that was Bijan and I got that off to a rolling start, and eventually wound up hiring Willie as part of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you joined the team after that.
Yes,
and
yep.
So, you know, I've been associated with the Ranger program since day one, and I just love doing it. Now, today, what I'm doing is I run a team called the Spark Team, and it's still part of DevDiv. And what we do is we have three components. We're in charge of the release of Visual Studio. We are in charge of data protection, so that's like privacy and security and compliance for both Visual Studio and Visual Studio Online. And then our third part is the community and customer engagement programs.
Okay.
So I'm still in this space of, you know, working with customers and with the community, and so it's good to be here.
Great, fantastic. And yourself, Sam?
Well, like Jeff said, I joined in 2003. I joined because of this vision that we ought to do the right thing for teams and then for organizations. And I sort of made this role of product planner or product owner, and that's what I still do. Only now it's not about ALM, it's about DevOps, because that's what the world needs these days.
Yeah. Great.
That's awesome.
So let's start with Jeff first and kind of get the ball rolling. So I've got three questions for you that have kind of been picked by the Rangers community as well. Okay. And then we'll open up the floor to everyone.
Did you guys do a voting exercise? Because you guys are known for your voting exercises, so.
But that's how you get the good feedback that we need, right?
That's right. I like it.
Okay, so the first question is, can Rangers get early access to new bits to improve the dog fooding?
Right. Great question. And I love being able to give our closest partners copies of our bits and early access to services that we're bringing online.
Yeah.
Just recently, we moved the Rangers account in Visual Studio Online over to what we call SU0. Mm-hmm. And SU stands for Stamp Unit. And it's the first place that the bits go into production whenever we deploy a new release of Visual Studio Online. And so now with you guys on that Stamp Unit, yep. You're able to get the latest and greatest bits of anybody. That's where our team that uses, that creates Visual Studio Online, that's where they dog food from, and you guys are sitting there right next to them. And that's been a great sort of advancement that we've made.
Yeah.
It puts you guys right on the bleeding edge of, of adoption. And sometimes the bleeding edge causes you to bleed, but other times it's really helpful for us to get the early feedback, not only on stability, but also on new features that are coming online.
Yes.
And so, you know, we'll continue to push the boundaries there with you guys. We appreciate the pain and suffering that you put up with, and also the feedback that you give us.
Yeah, I mean, without the feedback, you guys can't really work on anything, and, you know, there might be bugs or certain features or, you know, things like that that might actually help once it gets released. So I think it's good what we're doing, and hopefully we're helping you guys as well.
That's right.
It's also true that when you hear us talk about Canary deployment, that's the Canary unit.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So, you know, in a VSO is in six data centers, and that's where it gets rolled to first. And that's the Canary, and that's where it gets checked. And if there's a problem there, we remediate, roll a new one to there, and when we're happy, roll forward.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
No, it's great. I'm, you know, we're we have our own sort of philosophy about dog fooding with the team, but you guys give it a different sort of push and pull than we're able to ourselves. And so your usage pattern is different, oftentimes closer to what we see with our customers. Yeah. Our customers aren't typically these large ISVs creating these large projects, but instead smaller teams.
Yeah.
And so that gives a little bit of a different sort of feel to it. So it's a good dynamic for us, and I'm glad we've got you guys sort of holding our back there.
Thanks. Thank you. And thank you for having us, really.
Yeah, of course.
Great. So next question. Are the rangers meeting your expectations?
Yes.
Okay. In a nutshell.
I think that, we had this vision early on of using the Ranger program as a way to accelerate adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And it has certainly continued to be part of that vision for us.
Yeah.
But we've taken it beyond that. And so, I'd say that we've still got places that we can grow and improve, but from a base sort of expectation level, like it's great to have you guys there helping us not just think about the product, but how does it actually get implemented? And how do we think about the barriers to entry and the roadblocks that teams have for adoption, and helping us sort of work through those and develop the materials necessary to bridge that gap?
Yeah.
I would second the yes. I would say we're all learning about this transformation to a services world.
Absolutely.
And, when we conceived the Rangers, we were on a 2-year product cycle.
Yeah.
And nowadays we're on, 3 weeks in the service and 3 months in the box product. And it's different. And yet, I cannot count the number of times I've gone to a customer and they've said, well, we're still on TFS 2010, blah, blah, blah. And I think we're all trying to learn how to get the customers up to where we are and how we work in this new cadence. And, and it's really a different world than gap filling for a 2-year product cycle to think about how in this much faster product cadence we're doing stuff that completes the end-to-end customer story,
mm-hmm.
and lets our mainstream customers keep up.
Yeah, no, I like it. And it's been interesting as we've evolved to watch how the Rangers sort of change their shape. And I've certainly been watching the work that Willie and you have been doing in terms of reimagining what it looks like to be an effective program. And, I like some of the streamlining work that we're doing to help improve the connection with the Rangers and thus the connection with the customers.
Yeah.
And so, it's... We are in a changing business, and so it's important to have that sort of sense of nimbleness and ability
to address.
Yes,
of course, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, a great example is 2 days ago I was talking at the, quote, Strategic Architects Forum,
mm-hmm.
and one of the questions I got from the audience was about Ranger's branching guidance, which has been around forever, and, how's that going to change? And of course that leads directly into TFVC versus Git, which is of course one of the big Ranger projects now, and one of the other ones which came up was DSC for infrastructure as code, and that's another area where we need to complete what the product has with the actions that make it complete and useful, and sort of the last mile work in both those cases is essential, and and those are cases where we have brought the product to a to the telephone pole on the street but not connected it to the customer's premises.
That's right.
And it's a great way of meeting the customers where they live.
Yeah. One thing I love about the service is we are closer to those customers, right? We're no longer sort of at Best Buy or, sort of that far away from the customer. We are, like Sam says, closer now.
Mm.
you know, maybe the telephone pole or, you know, somewhere very close to them. And so that connection is exciting for us. And, you know, the Rangers play an important role there.
Yeah, definitely.
Still for us.
Yeah. Definitely. So what is your kind of top three items that you would like to see done better with the Rangers?
Top three items. So I guess I just come back to the things that I look to the Rangers for.
Yep.
First is... in a world of role, with a company as big as ours, we do a lot of role specialization. You know, like it's easy to get stuck in thinking, oh, my job is to run this meeting or to, you know, work on this particular part of the product or whatever. And, in a small company, you have an idea of who your customer is and who you're working with and all of that. In a large company, it's so easy to get separated from that. So I think of the Rangers. One of the things I think about for the Rangers and the things that I'd like to get is that short circuit to the customer so that we're able to maintain that vision and the visibility and that feedback from the customers, because that is so important for us to continue, especially as we're evolving our business, to understand where the customer is going and what they need.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two is we were talking about this dog fooding and this getting the feedback back to the team. And so there's something about a team like the Rangers that allows them to provide us feedback that we're blind to, in some of the early deployments and whatnot, because, you're working on something that looks and feels a bit different than what we work on. And then third, because of your collective... there's a chance for you to see patterns that sometimes we can't see. And so as you bring your expertise together, you'll start to see things that if you have a point-to-point relationship with customers, sometimes you won't see, but you'll see, oh, wow, we're seeing this across many different customers or different segments. And for you guys to help us understand those threads is also helpful. So
Great.
Those are the three things.
Great, thanks.
May I do a yes and?
Yes and. I think you need to move over because somehow
I'm sorry.
Dropped off the video. I don't know how that happened.
How did that happen?
Let me just quickly move that camera. Quickly.
Okay.
I would add to that it's not just about knowing our customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at this inflection point as a company where... You know, I said ALM's really turning into DevOps, or DevOps is taking over, and, you know, we're going mobile first, cloud first, and Microsoft is changing, and we're changing ourselves, and our cadence is changing, and what have you. And I don't know if this is reasonable or not, but I don't think we have enough short paths to our non-customers.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good point. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the more Rangers can help with our identifying patterns of practice where people are not using our products and why, or are using other things and why, or are complementing our products and why, that is fantastic value. And I think there's often a tendency to... not have those conversations because there's an inbuilt bias that we're only interested in hearing about our stuff. And I think we need to almost flip the bias and hear the other thing, because we need to hear where we're not in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And where perhaps we ought to be. I keep pointing out we're late in DevOps. I think we were late coming to Agile, although we're certainly good at it now. But a lot of that's
What's the next thing we're going to be late to?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we're now moving fast into open source, but that was another place where we perhaps should have made moves 4 years ago
instead
of last year.
Right. Love it. So the lighthouse out there is helping us figure out where to go next. I like it.
Cool. Okay. So I think we've got you warmed up.
Yeah, Sam answered my questions. It's awesome.
So let's move over to Sam and let's pick his brain a bit. I know you guys are having some link camera issues. Well, we are actually. It just seems to be moving automatically. So we are recording this and we will share it as online with everyone. And I know Willie is recording this as well. So, Sam, are the Rangers expecting your expectations?
Meeting my expectations.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the conversation we just had, and it's a yes.
Okay.
And I think the role is changing, and the needs are changing. I think the Rangers are doing a great job getting into the, you know, focus on quick response and getting better engaged at where the puck is moving and understanding this faster cadence. And that's where we need to be. I think we're all learning.
Yeah, it's just a big learning curve, really, isn't it? So we know that you're in the product group. So how does a product group see the value of the Rangers?
So the product group is not homogeneous.
Right.
I think that the folks who've been around the so-called ALM teams for a long time see it more than the folks who've been elsewhere in the division.
Okay.
And are like, you know, who are these Rangers? And I think the name ALM Rangers is a little exclusive sounding. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I would like the Rangers to be involved in things like MDD, multi-device development, and, you know, be the in, you know, using Cordova and pushing patterns around that, and, you know, taking websites into devices and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I talked about this with recently with, you know, someone on that team in the product group, they just sort of stared at me and like, who are the Rangers? Do they have this expertise? Mm. You know, who knows Angular?
Yeah. So I guess we need to kind of get our visibility out to the product group a little bit more. And that is something that we are planning to kind of, you know, build this stronger connections and trust and, you know, get you guys to know who we really are. And I know that you guys already know, but the rest of the product group.
Sure.
And how you guys can utilize us, really.
Yeah, well, and it's, who do the Rangers want to be, and where do they want to be engaged? Can they bring expertise forward? And is this a sort of dev-wide thing, or is this just for the classic ALM teams? I would like it personally to be broader.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's purely a personal wish. I don't know if that's broad sentiment.
Okay. Well, no, that's definitely good feedback, and it's great hearing it from you. And you kind of answered my next question as well, which is good. So I guess we can move over to what the Rangers think. So I know there's a list of questions coming through. So from Brian, is MSFT willing to lose customers who don't want to go to the cloud?
Is Microsoft willing to lose customers who don't want to go to the cloud? Well, I don't think we want to force customers to the cloud before they're ready. We think that it will be, you know, a couple decades before before the cloud is, you know, beyond the 80% case. On the other hand, I think there are not a lot of customers out there who aren't making cloud plans.
Yeah, I guess what I'd say is we have a lot to learn in the cloud space. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times you'll hear us talking more about sort of our online services and how we're running those and all of that. But our commitment remains sound on the on-premises version of TFS and our ALM products, because we understand that not everyone's going to move all at once.
Yes.
And we don't want to lose customers because we're moving too fast for them. And so there will be a hybrid approach here. And, you know, I think we rely on you guys in part to help us make sure we have that balance right. But so we're going to push in both directions.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys. Next question from Thomas. Thinking of DevOps, when can we expect shorter release cycles for TFS on-prem? Something like we have with VSO today.
Wow. Do you want a version of TFS every 3 weeks? Our customers are telling us that every 3 months is a challenge for them to keep up with.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the problem we're trying to solve with that is.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us. I'd love to hear the thinking around that question, because it confuses me.
Yeah. So I guess we'll come back to that.
Because
I know he's just typing something in. So question number 3 from Hassan. From DevOps perspective, which direction will we go with the Unicorn project now?
Oh, that's a Sam question.
Okay, Sam.
So the product group SMEs or owners are understand that we have two objectives. One, get the scenario review of the product downright. This is something that we had very good muscle around in the early days of TFS and what was originally Team System. And we had these end-to-end scenarios that we would walk through, and we had these heat maps that we would light up from red to green. And we've kind of lost that. And we need to rebuild that, and this is an exercise in getting the scenario reviews working right first, and then the customer deliverable working right from that second. I think took a little bit of a false step. And I'll take credit for the falsehood of pushing on customer deliverable ahead of product review, and realizing that there were too many gaps in product that, and we were pushing on customer deliverable that was going to be short and disposable. So we're right now pushing on those product reviews. They're happening weekly or more often on the segments. And the product group epic owners know to pull from the rangers on areas of expertise.
I'm just tickled about the notion that we'll be able to get that engagement with the Rangers before the product releases.
Yeah.
This has been a, we have a playbook here in terms of how we deal with scenarios. It's something Sam and I have done for many releases now, but it's always been focused on using the QA team, the testing team, mm-hmm. and the program management team to do that sort of evaluation and gap and identification. And now having you guys be part of that, I think is really a great innovation, and I'm excited about it. And we've always done this sort of customer deliverable afterwards as well. And so I think we've landed on a good sort of sequencing here of the work, and it's exciting.
Yeah, great. Okay, so next question from Julio. How much non-Windows support will we get in the ALM area? Git was a winning bet. vNext risked to be late.
Sorry? Git was a winning bet.
The next risk to be late. I guess we can come back to that one.
I'm going to interpret the question a certain way.
Okay.
Build system and so first of all, I'm sure you know that we have as we have before had good Java IDE support in Eclipse, not as good in IntelliJ. The build system is set up to work well in with Android and iOS. We will have the best Android emulator in VS that we think on the market, which we showed actually at Connect. In addition to tethered support, we're weak at the moment in our own testing support across devices. That will be continue to be a partner play for a while, or you know, we'll point to frameworks like Appium. But I think we'll have a pretty good heterogeneous story. We will have a good heterogeneous story around Linux on the server, around Java as a language, or other languages. App Insights already has SDKs for, I think, 5 or 6 languages, so that's doing well. So it's much more front and center.
Okay.
If there's something in particular behind the question, we'd love to hear it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's definitely an area we're learning about. You know, it's not an area of strength and maturity for us, and so you guys can help us help set us straight and make sure that we've got the right feedback.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
That's great.
Okay, great. So next question from Vota. Should we focus more on Azure since there are no Azure ranges?
You certainly should focus more on Azure than in the past since there was no Azure in the past. And after all, mobile first, cloud first is what we're about. I'm not sure this is about Azure Rangers instead of ALM Rangers, which goes back to my earlier point. Look, the things we want to our customers to be looking at are things like Azure as a platform on which they can get elastic infrastructure, VS as a development environment on which they can develop for Azure and on-prem services connected to web and multiple devices, hence the multi-device development story around Cordova and the partnership with Xamarin. We think that's a modern application. I would be very disappointed if instead of looking at Azure, you were looking at AWS or Google. That would be a disaster.
Yeah, the way I think about it, the Rangers are about putting together a solution. Yep. Right. So they're thinking about the platform and the development tools and how the team works and the process right. And all of that. And that's where I think the real magic is when you bring all those pieces together. Azure is definitely a part of it, but it's not, you know, from my perspective and selfishly, like, I think this is a resource. You guys, I think of you guys as a resource that yep. can really help us bring all those pieces together and find a way to bring that magic of
yes,
of
I see, the exactly
of the final solution. Yep. So, Azure is a component for sure, but it's.
Okay.
We're not going to turn you guys into the Azure
okay,
Rangers.
Okay, cool. Good, thanks.
One of our problems is silo think. It's a huge problem. And one of the great things the Rangers can bring is dynamite to detonate the silos. So this is an area where you should apply dynamite. If something...
It's a metaphorical thing, I hope.
Yeah, great analogy, right?
Yeah. If something's great in Azure but not on-prem, speak up. If something's great on-prem but not in Azure, speak up. You know, if something is half a story because we're only looking at the services and not the devices, speak up. But, you know, it's 2015, folks. The application is on iOS, Android, web, and so forth, and it's talking to a bunch of services back here, and people are thinking about elastic infrastructure. And if they're not, they're lagging.
Okay, cool. So I've just noticed that we're running slightly over time, so I'll take the remaining questions that are on the whiteboard.
Okay.
So the next question is from
Hassan there, number six, is that what you're looking at?
Hassan? Don't want losing customers. If so, then the cloud VSO future, is it a feature? Should also be available on prem TFS, right?
Customers are not feeling that.
Not sure.
I sort
what
of
you
feel
mean,
like we're
Hassan.
Hearing half of a conversation
yes,
here.
Yeah. So we'll quickly move over to the next one, which is from David. Why the big push on everything Git instead of TFVC? Is TFVC dead? Confusion in enterprise space and fear of TFVC being depreciated.
80% of our customers are using TFVC.
Yep.
Git is a paradigm that is emerging as distributed version control. I wouldn't say the push is on everything Git. I would say we are behind on having on Git, and this is a place where we need to have the leading enterprise Git solution. It is very important to the new world of how people develop microservices and develop for devices.
But as Sam says, TFVC is still a majority of the usage that we see
yep.
today on
yes.
the service and on-prem. And we continue to invest in that area. I was just hearing about some new of our gated check-in work that we're doing mm-hmm. that is going to make it, in some of the code review work that we're doing, that makes it lighter weight and easier to use.
Okay.
And so we're making investments in both places. As Sam says, we're trying to catch up and get. And so sometimes you'll see us making more noise about that, but absolutely we're committed to both. So,
cool. That's
where
know.
Our customers are.
Yeah,
so,
yeah exactly. Yeah. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So next question from, I'm not sure who it's from, but what is Jeff's and Sam's favorite dish? Random off-track fun question.
Okay, I'll give a random answer. I love ceviche. Do you know what ceviche
no,
is?
No idea.
Okay,
please tell me.
Ceviche, I believe, is a Peruvian dish, or it's somewhere South America, and it is raw fish. Generally things like tuna or salmon, sometimes
scallops.
And it's chemically cooked instead of cooked by heat. And you use like lime and some acids.
Interesting.
And you let it sit sometimes overnight. And it is delicious. It is fantastic.
Wow.
So ceviche is my answer.
Great. How about yourself, Sam?
I'll go more esoteric. I'll say chawanmushi.
Oh,
please explain
Lord.
What that is.
So chawanmushi is a Japanese savory custard. It's like a custard base with seafood in it.
Okay.
And it's so it typically has clams and other shellfish in it, but it's a solid egg custard base, and it's usually served as an appetizer.
That sounds interesting.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I haven't had lunch yet. My stomach rumbled out. Okay, so final question from Jesper. TFS 2005 to 2015, 10 years, will you celebrate? Can we join the party?
I was having this conversation with Nino recently. It turns out TFS 2005 did not ship in 2005.
Okay.
TFS 2005 shipped in 2006. In fact, March 17th, 2006. And so St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And so we started the planning for the 10-year anniversary of TFS 2005, which will be next year, not this year.
Okay. Cool.
Truth
cool
and
question.
Naming. So,
yeah. Great. We also have a few feedback pieces that have come through. Customers are unhappy with a lot of issues being cloud only.
Oh, I want to hear more about that.
So whoever wrote that, please feel free to send me an email and I will pass it over to Jeff to kind of
get an in-depth answer
to that. Great. Feedback on question one from Brian, which is MSFT willing to lose customers who don't want to go to the cloud? So feedback. So when customers hear cloud first from Microsoft, then they don't get a version of TFS when Visual Studio 2015 preview and CTP came out. They start to fret. In addition, the field has mantra to sell Azure.
Yeah.
Customs figure they might need to look to another company for an ALM solution that is 100% committed on premise that is not being pulled in two directions.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting feedback.
Yeah. This one's from Thomas. We have some teams where the customer's compliance does not allow us to use VSO, and they want to use the cool features they see on VSO today. I see more people moving away from TFS because of missing features in agile planning area. This is one subject where I want to get features from VSO earlier to on-prem.
Okay, that's helpful, Thomas. I think that we're always looking at ways to get our features both on-prem and in the cloud out to customers quickly. And we're learning. We're learning about how do you ship in two places at once. We have a shared code base, which I think is good news for those on-prem customers because they know, it might take us a little bit longer to get it out to them, but it will get out there. And we're just now wrapping up the first preview of TFS 2015, so hopefully we can start to point at that and show people that we're committed to that direction. But it's definitely a balancing act and one that we're still figuring out.
Yeah,
so.
Great. Okay. And where are we at? So from Voter, a friend of mine is an Azure expert but has nothing with ALM, so he doesn't join the ALM ranges. Okay. Great feedback. From David, MS Marketing and overall communications is that Git is the future. Distributed source control is not the best solution in many scenarios.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not the best solution in many scenarios.
Cool. So I know that we've run a little bit over time. So is there anything that you kind of want to let the rangers know or the lovely Channel 9 audience to know?
Well, so I don't feel like I've had a chance to thank them recently. So here's my thanks to you. I really appreciate the work that you guys do. I know sometimes it's frustrating being a little bit separate from the product team, but it's the work you do is important to us, and we really do appreciate it. And I appreciate you showing up today to our call. This has been really a good experience, and happy to come back if there are more questions.
Thank you so much, yeah. Thank you.
I would also say thank you very much. It's been a great 9 years, and you can look forward to the party next year.
That's right. Good.
Great. Thank you guys so much for dropping by. And I know we had a few teething problems, but we've managed to get through them. And I'm hoping that Channel 9 audience and the Rangers really got something out of this chat as well.
Good.
We won't pull your wisdom teeth at the party.
That's awesome.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, on the call.